With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. The NHL season hitting its home stretch before the postseason, and joining us here on the show is a guy that was once the NHL All-Star Game MVP. He also played for Team Canada in the Olympics and hoisted the Stanley Cup trophy three different times with the Chicago Blackhawks. Patrick Sharp joining us in studio. Watch us at watchda.com. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, DA. What an introduction. That makes me feel pretty good in the morning. All those...
Feels like you accomplished a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And that highlight that John Weidemann had on the call of me scoring a goal in the finals, bringing back some good memories. Now I'm just a retired player, an analyst now, a broadcaster, trying to be like you and finding my way in this whole media game.
You guys had three cups, 2010, 2013, 2015. What was the best party?
Ooh. Best party. Well, we got good at partying after the first one, I think.
The
first
you
one
were veteran to the party.
Oh, it was unreal. We came back from Philadelphia. We wanted in Philly and got off the plane, and the city was just different. Life was different for all of us. It was a huge celebration. I think it was 54 years we went without a Stanley Cup in Chicago. The fans were going bananas. 2 years later, 3 years later, we win it in 2013, and we had a little more preparation, a little more experience in the partying and the logistics side of things. And then 2015 was on home ice in United Center with our fans. So, you know, it's tough to say which was the best party, which was the best team, all that stuff. It's kind of like picking which is your favorite daughter or son.
You had three different singular days with the cup those summers, right? Everybody gets the cup for a day. So what were your 3 days?
Yeah, it's a cool tradition that they do in our sport and hockey with – the Stanley Cup is the most famous, iconic thing in all of professional hockey. No question about it. No player, no coach, nothing matches the attention that the Stanley Cup gets. And what we do, we get it for 24 hours if you win it. The coaches, people in the front office, management, the trainers, the players, everybody gets it for 24 hours. You get to do what you want with it. I took it back to my small hometown in Canada the first two times. I did a lot of charity stuff, went to my old schools, hospitals, minor hockey rinks, and then just had some fun with my friends. The third time we won it, I was getting some pressure from the in-laws to take it to Connecticut, where they're from. So
you know you've won it a lot so when the in-laws are like, hey, this time around, we want it.
Exactly. So I had to bring it to Connecticut the third time, which was a great, a little more intimate, a little more quiet, a lot of family time. And, I mean, man, what a lucky person I am to have 3 days with the Stanley Cup.
That's pretty cool. So you did not bring it back to Burlington where you played your college pucks, did you?
I did not.
Because I think Burlington would have partied pretty good. I've been up there. They know how to do it.
Yeah, I couldn't handle the party up there in Burlington, so I stayed away.
Yeah, they would have broken it, definitely. They would have broken it. Did you hear any iconic, epic stories of the Cup, like when either your team had it or previous years? Because guys go swimming with it, take it, they drop it out of trucks. I mean, everything happens.
Yeah, it's there's books written about that Stanley Cup and the parties and the stories and the experiences that it's been through. I think it started here in New York City, actually, back in 94 when the Rangers won it. Things were just so out of control. The party was insane that they needed to assign some cup holders, some guys that follow that thing around 24-hour security. So we had plenty of security with ours. One of our captains, Brent Seabrook, he dropped it the first time he held it in his British Columbia province, his home city. Had to get a little hammer, take the bottom off, and kind of hammer it out, get some dents out of it. But maybe I shouldn't be reporting that on the live radio. But no problems. Everybody got home safe.
It's amazing. Patrick Sharp won three Stanley Cups for the Chicago Blackhawks, a member of the NBC Sports NHL crew. He joins us here in studio. We were talking about this the other day. It seems crazy. I never thought we'd talk about a player being able to chase down Wayne Gretzky's record of 894 goals. But Alexander Ovechkin's now at basically 700, and he's 34 years old. That means he's got to get almost 200 goals after the age of 34. What do you think? Is that viable?
Yes. I think it's insane that we're even talking about it, first of all.
Absolutely.
I mean, Wayne Gretzky, for me, I was born in 81, grew up in the 80s, 90s. Wayne Gretzky was like a joke to the game of hockey. Look at the numbers. When you get a chance, Google it. Look at the hockey card of Wayne Gretzky. It looks almost made up how dominant he was in our sport. And now we got a guy in the year 2020, a Russian forward that's got a chance to chase him down for the all-time goal-scoring record. Five more 40-goal seasons. I mean, that's a nice career for a lot of people. The way that Ovechkin's been scoring goals, his durability, the fact that he scores a lot on the power play from the same spot, he knows it's going to go in from there. Everybody on the ice knows they're trying to pass it to Ovechkin. Everybody in the building knows it's coming, and he still manages to score. You look at the way the game's being called now, officiating. It's getting tougher and tougher to defend. You can't swing your stick. You can't cross-check. You can't hook and hold. All those things are lining up for Ovi to take a serious run at this thing. I mean, I'm excited to see what happens. 700 goals. He's sitting two away from that. That's an incredible honor. Hopefully he gets that done this week because it's great for our game. And Alex Ovechkin's been an awesome ambassador for the National Hockey League.
Fangraphs put together a projection, and that they said, I mean, he should probably pass this in seven seasons by 2025, 2026. He's 34. Can he play until he's 40 or 41? Probably, right?
Yeah, I would think so. You look at the length of his career. He has, knock on wood, he hasn't been injured a whole lot. He's missed a few games here and there. But he's a big body. That's another thing, too. The game is trending towards these, you know, leaner, quicker, smaller-type players. Ovi's a big man. He handles himself well out there. So injuries haven't been a problem at all. Let's hope that continues. I think it's great. I love watching it. I love his passion. That's one thing that stands out, D.A., is when he scores a goal, even at 700 goals, he's knocking on the door of. He still celebrates like it's his first five goals in the league, and that's what's fun to watch. The fact that he also won a Stanley Cup recently with Washington, to end that conversation. I hate that conversation. Best player never to win. Enough of that. He's an awesome player. He shows up in the playoffs, and this is a great thing for hockey.
Patrick Sharp joins us here in studio, three-time Stanley Cup champion, NBC Sports NHL analyst. If you look at the standings now, the Bruins are the best team in hockey. Tampa Bay, once again, just like last year, one of the best teams as well. Capitals are right there. Penguins are right there in the Eastern Conference. In the West, defending Stanley Cup champion, the Blues are up top. Colorado Avalanche, Dallas Stars, the Vancouver Canucks, those are some of the top teams. One team I did not mention, the Toronto Maple Leafs, who came into the season, huge expectations. Mike Babcock gets fired early in the season, and they're right now kind of a fringe team in the East. Out of all the teams in the NHL, do you think that the Leafs have the most pressure on them going into this postseason?
Yeah, I do, because it's a tough market to play in up there in Toronto. Very similar to what the Rangers have to deal with, the New York Yankees. I pay attention. I watch the New York markets. They follow everything with these teams, and the Toronto Maple Leafs are that team in Canada that everything's getting talked about, and there's a lot of pressure on those guys to win. It's been a long time since they've won, and you mentioned it, the coaching change. Mike Babcock is a guy that's been around a long time, a lot of respect in the game for what he's done as a coach. Since the coaching change, a little different style of play in the Toronto Maple Leafs, but it's not exactly like they're sitting comfortable in a playoff spot. I mean, they might not even make the playoffs this year. That's how competitive the Eastern Conference is. I like Washington, even though they've kind of sputtered a little bit here. They've got a team that can go deep in the playoffs, and the team in the East that I'm really excited about is the Tampa Bay Lightning. Last year, they set all kinds of records in the regular season, lay an egg in the playoffs, lose four straight to the Columbus Blue Jackets. I think that put a huge chip on their shoulder. They've had a little adversity at the start of the year, trying to find their team game, working on what can make them a heavier team to play against. They figured it out now. They're pretty much unstoppable. In the West, it's exciting, too. Dallas Stars, they just hosted the Winter Classic. They're a fun team to watch. They've got all the elements of a deep playoff team. And I like the Colorado Avalanche. I like going to Colorado. Love skiing now in my retirement.
No doubt.
They have a fun team that is high-paced, you know, explosive skaters, lots of offense, and a lot of people expect them to win a couple playoff rounds. So it's wide open, but getting back to the original team, the Toronto Maple Leafs, man, there's a lot of pressure on some of those players, coaches, management. But that's what you want as an athlete. You want that pressure, and that's what makes it fun to compete every day.
Patrick Sharp joins us here on the show. Now, you're here on behalf of Kraft Hockeyville USA. You guys are once again finding America's most spirited hockey community. We have some amazing hockey towns in the U.S. If you dot the map from Massachusetts, Wisconsin, Minnesota, the Dakotas, the upper Midwest, and now there's hockey communities in Phoenix, in L.A., in Texas. You can find a lot of really great hockey towns in America. What are you guys looking for, and what is the prize here?
Well, you said it, most spirited hockey community. So what does that mean? Well, I don't know. I grew up on a small town on the Minnesota border where our local hockey rink was the place to be Monday to Friday. Even on weekends, there was games, hockey tournaments all day long. As a kid, you'd play 2-3 games a day, and then you'd be playing mini sticks in the rink in between your games. It was something that brought our town together. And what we're doing now is I've partnered with Kraft, the National Hockey League, the NHL Players Association, and you can nominate your town, your community, at crafthockeyville.com. And throughout the next couple of weeks, we're going to take a look at what seems as the best fit. The winner of this prize is going to get $150,000 in rink upgrades. That's
wow.
A lot of money. That's a lot of money
that
when you're talking.
That goes a long way.
No question about it. You can fix up a locker room, make the building nice for the parents to sit in a nice warm facility to watch their kids play. NHLPA is going to throw in $10,000 in equipment for these young boys and girls to use at the community center. And there's other prizes as well. It's not just the town that wins. Second, third, fourth place will also get some money as well. And it's just a cool thing to be a part of because hockey has given me so much in my life. But what it's done more than anything is it's taught me to be the person I am today. You learn a lot of life lessons through hockey. And whether it's dedication, perseverance, discipline, those are things that I learned at a young age at my local community center. So we'll see how this contest plays out. I'm happy to be here talking about it. And you mentioned some Phoenix, Texas, Florida areas. The winner of this community center drive gets to host an NHL preseason game next year, and NBC is going to go and do the whole game. So let's hope that one of those warm weather cities wins. You know,
you'd like to go. Okay.
Head down there and cover that.
Patrick Sharp joining us, and you can go to crafthockeyville.com for more information to submit your local hockey community. Before we let you go, Patrick, you know, we are open-minded around here, so we are willing to admit when other men are handsome, and you are a remarkably handsome man. So handsome that once upon a time, you were named to Chicago's Hottest 50 People list. 2011, Patrick Sharp was on the Hottest Chicagoans Top 50. Cue the music here, guys. I wanted to present to you some of the other names on this list and see if you know the other hottest people from Chicago in 2011, okay?
Okay. Was it hottest or was it most beautiful? What was the official title? Something like that. Wasn't the same thing?
I think it was most beautiful.
Either way, I'm honored to be involved in this thing that we're doing.
So you were also, I think, you were on this list in 2011. Mm-hmm. And so I want to give you six other people and see if you know who else was on this list, okay?
This is going to be embarrassing.
Here's number one.
No clue.
No clue whatsoever?
Female, but I have no idea who that is. Sorry.
That is broadcast anchor Anna Davlantes.
Okay, Anna, for her. Yeah, don't know her, but certainly qualifies for this list,
nice job.
I would say.
Nice job, Patrick. Uh-huh. Okay, very good. Okay, number two, this is a guy. He's got a bow tie on and suspenders. Show me the pictures here online at watchda.com.
This guy's got a little more style than I do. I love the purple bow tie. Got some polka dots on there. Suspenders. Sorry, dude. I do not know your name.
Okay, so you don't know sommelier Michael Simon.
No, I do not.
He did not serve you wine at any point in time in Chicago?
No, but I'd like to talk to him about some wines on what to order. And sounds like he knows a lot.
We think you'll get this one. I think we can get this one.
Oh, yes. Jennifer Hudson.
Yes! Jennifer Hudson. Very nice.
I know. Of course, who doesn't know Jennifer Hudson? Very talented. She was on the cover, I think. They had two different covers. I was on one, and she was on the other for the female, right?
See that? That's very good.
I got a lot of those magazines. I sent them up to my hometown in Canada. My mom's got them all posted around the house telling everybody about how beautiful I am.
That's
embarrassing.
That's a Christmas gift for like the next 50 years from your mom.
Thanks for bringing this up, by the way. I'm having a great time.
We already got that Chicago magazine, Mrs. Sharp. We already got that. All right, number four.
One for three. This dude, I should know who he is, but
I
do not know. Is that an earring he's rocking there?
I think so.
I don't know this dude at all. I'm sorry.
That is paleontologist Paul Sereno.
Okay.
So, unfortunately.
Paulie doing some great work in the paleontology community.
One of the greats.
One of the greats. This is the best part of this bit is Patrick's analysis after all. Oh, yeah, no, does some great work. Yeah, no, absolutely. Handsome paleontologist, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Here's number five.
Okay, again.
She is a television host.
television host. Now that I'm in the TV game, I should know these things. Don't know.
That's Monica Peterson.
Okay, Monica. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Does your mom pass out magazines like mine does?
And finally, this is a fellow Chicago professional athlete.
This guy was a pro athlete? He looks like a male model, this guy.
I guess not a famous one.
I don't know about the suit choice he's wearing. A little too much going on for my liking. As you can notice, I just like the black jacket, black shirt.
You've got classy style.
What sport does this guy play?
That guy was a soccer player.
Oh, yeah. Is that really a professional sport? How often are we talking about professional soccer on this radio show?
Not often. That would be former Chicago Fire goalkeeper Andrew Dykstra. So one for six.
Patrick. One for six. Jennifer Hudson. You got to get that one. Everybody else, geez, I got to brush up on my local Chicago celebrity. Handsome, beautiful, whatever we're talking about.
Most beautiful 2011.
There we go. That was a while ago, too. All these people have aged 10 years, so we got to redo that list and see what happens.
Yeah. So check it out. Once again, Kraft Hockeyville USA, they are looking for America's most spirited hockey community. Together with the NHL, NHLPA, Kraft Heinz looking to award $150,000 in rink upgrades, along with $10,000 of hockey equipment. So go and submit your town, your team, your community, crafthockeyville.com. Very cool. Patrick, this is a lot of fun. Maybe we can talk once again in the playoffs.
Yeah, buddy, let's do it. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Patrick Sharp, three-time Stanley Cup champion, joining us this morning here in studio on the DA Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.